Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Everybody is jumping on Romney's chain today, getting in his chili. Look, he may have not been the most optimal candidate, but he's a fine man. He would have been great for this country. Mitt Romney and his family would have been the essence of exactly what this country needs. But what was Romney's recipe? Romney's recipe was the old standby American route to success, hard work. That gets sneered at. I'm sorry. In a country of children where the option is Santa Claus or work, what wins?
Well, there's Rush Limbaugh. Pretty much everybody recognizes his voice and his assessment of why President Obama won and Mitt Romney lost. And I can't tell you that I disagree with him very much on that. I don't agree with a lot of what he has to say, but I think that's a fairly interesting and compelling scenario. And it's what has to be talked about, along with, as far as the election is concerned, what the future is and how to take care of avoiding the so-called fiscal cliff. Interesting how, as the president looks to a second term, his main adversary in Congress telling reporters that everybody on his side is open to working on the problems that economists say could derail the situation that starts now or has started in the last few months to improve. 800-510-8255. We'll get into the election. Talk Radio Countdown Show reviewing what's being said. Matter of fact, let's listen to John Boehner and the discussion of what happens now the Republicans control the House. And pretty much the scenario stays as it has been the last couple of years.
Congratulations to President Obama and the First Lady and Vice President Biden and Dr. Biden. Like many Americans, I was hoping that this presidential election would turn out a little differently. Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are good men. They're good leaders. I want to wish Mitt, Ann, Paul, and Jana and their families well. But the American people have spoken. They've reelected President Obama, and they've again reelected a Republican majority in the House of Representatives. If there's a mandate in yesterday's results, it's a mandate for us to find a way to work together on the solutions to the challenges that we all face as a nation. And my message today is not one of confrontation, but one of conviction. In the weeks and months ahead, we face a series of tremendous challenges and great opportunity. Just weeks away from now looms the so-called fiscal cliff, a combination of automatic spending cuts and tax increases mandated by law. Within months of the fiscal cliff, Congress will be asked to raise the nation's debt ceiling. Around the same time, legislation will be needed to keep the government running as the continuing resolution under which we're currently operating expires. Amid all of these short-term hurdles, we face the greatest challenge of all, a massive debt that is smothering growth and exceeding the entire size of our economy. There will be many who will say that with the election over, we should confront the first of these challenges by simply letting the top two tax rates expire and pushing the sequester off to some other date. They'd have us engaged in the same short-term temporary policies that have helped put us into this fix. In essence, they're saying, let's have more of the same. Let's agree to drive our economy off part of the fiscal cliff instead of driving it off the whole fiscal cliff, and we'll call it a day. You know, that might get us out of town, but it won't get us out of the problem, and it will also hurt our economy. And we can't keep going on like that, and we can't keep setting the bar that low. It's time that we raise the bar. You know, the American people this week didn't give us a mandate to simply do the simple thing. They elected us to lead. They gave us a mandate to work together to do the best for our country. And we know what the best thing to do would be. That would be an agreement that sends the signal to our economy and to the world that after years of punting on the major fiscal challenges that we face, 2013 is going to be different. It would be an agreement that begins to pave the way for long-term growth that is essential if we want to lift the cloud of debt that's hanging over our country. And we won't solve the problem of our fiscal imbalance overnight. and certainly won't do it in a lame duck session of Congress. And it won't be solved simply by raising taxes or taking a plunge off the fiscal cliff. What we can do is avert the cliff in a manner that serves as a down payment on and a catalyst for major solutions enacted in 2013 to begin to solve the problem. Mr. President, the Republican majority here in the House stands ready to work with you to do what's best for our country. And that's exactly what I told the President earlier today. Now, that is the will of the people, and we will answer to them.
800-510-8255. Joe Biden told reporters that the election is a clear signal. Voters are more supportive of their tax plan, and that means increasing rates for wealthier Americans than was the case with the other plan. Remember, the distance in their victory was 1,400,000 votes. So is that a clear mandate? I don't see it that way. If they'd have gotten 10 million more votes, maybe, or 14, 15 million more votes, 800-510-8255. That's the way I see it. More interesting, these discussions, Boehner offering these tax talks. There is a vague plan on both sides, and that's part of the problem, isn't it? 800-5, can you imagine increasing the debt limit again with all the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, just everywhere. And Obama wants to create yet another cabinet agency, a secretary of business. Yeah? Yeah, listen. Let's, in a moment, listen to Dick Morris, who said, don't worry, Mitt Romney will be elected. Eat his words. That's coming up next here.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Utes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to 5 lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye, farewell, see you later, adios, au revoir, hasta mañana, toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
You're listening to the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're discussing the election, as you can imagine, and that'll be pretty much what's front and center, although the storm of the Northeast Coast may bring some people around to talking about that. It's a layer of snow on top of Sandy, but nothing really serious. It's just inconvenient for those in New Jersey, along the coast in Connecticut and New York City as well. So there's back to the discussion of the climate change. That's stuff that we'll put on the back burner for now. What's very interesting is people continue to sort of figure out how the president's going to deal with Congress, talking about the legislative agenda for the remainder of the year and moving forward. There are a lot of people who are still sort of licking their wounds as a result of the election. One of them is commentator Dick Morris, who was on YouTube apologizing for his goof.
I thought Obama would be buried in a landslide. Instead, I've been in a bit of a mudslide on my face. And sorry about that. I was wrong. All of my analysis of the polling that suggested to me that the media polls were wrong and that, in fact, Obama would lose by a significant margin were all based on the assumption that they were wrong. The media was wrong in saying that there would be the same high level of black, Latino, and young voter turnout in 2012 that there was in 08. Because there was not that level of turnout in 04, 06, or 10. And I figured that 08 was just an excrescence, a one-off kind of thing that would not last. And I was wrong, and the media polls were right. Black voters, who normally account for 11% of the vote, were 13% of yesterday's vote. Latinos, who are normally 8, were 10% of yesterday's vote. And voters under 30, who normally are 17% of the vote, were 19. So when you put the three of them together, you have a 5 to 6 point larger minority and young voter share than you had in normal years, and about the same as you had in 2008. And I think I always said that if we adopt their turnout assumptions, their numbers are right. Well, they turned out to be correct, and they turned out to be right.
800-510-8255. Bill Cunningham, in a post that we had on this program, said he'd quit if President Obama was reelected. Well, here's his follow-up to that.
Wow, do we have a problem? What's happened the past 4 years will now go on for 4 more years of high unemployment, deficits over the top of mountaintops, unemployed, food stamps through the roof, more Section 8 housing, more food stamps, more disability payments, more workers' comp, more unemployment. The welfare state continues under Barack Hussein Obama. Today I'm feeling quite a bit of despair. I can't believe what happened to our country. I guess the old saying of Professor Alexander from the 18th century applies. He said that America will fall when over half the American people figure out they can vote themselves benefits from the public treasury at someone else's cost. That moment is now here. Our choices are few. I have said to you, and I've said to the American people, I've said to the national media, that if Obama wins re-election, I'm quitting radio. In the next few hours, in the next few days, I'm going to reassess the situation. Maybe go through an intervention with Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, John Kasich, and Rob Portman, and decide my future in radio. Every herd of sheep needs a shepherd. I have been your shepherd now for almost 30 years here in Southwest Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. The sheep are not listening to their shepherd. Should I take my staff, crash in my skull, and kill myself? Because the sheep did not listen to the shepherd.
What is might save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
With your calls coming up in a matter of, I was going to say moments, we'll get to you after we take these samplings from various talk hosts around the country. Obviously, the election is a big push on News Talk Radio, and that's why we want to spend as much time as we can, maybe an excerpt or two from a few TV shows as well. Here's talk host Steve Gill discussing with former Defense Secretary Rumsfeld Tuesday's election.
You know, it's interesting when you look at the exit polls. Americans say they think overwhelmingly that America's on the wrong track, and they keep the guy in place who's driving us on the wrong track. Overwhelmingly oppose raising taxes in order to balance the budget, and yet they vote for a guy who says he's going to raise taxes to balance the budget. Does any of this make sense?
Well, I guess there's so many issues that interact that while you're exactly correct as to what you just said, the fact is, I guess there are other aspects of the multiple issues that the independent voters factored in, and they came to a conclusion that's deeply disappointing to me. I thought Governor Romney would make a fine president, and I think that we are on a wrong track. But the people have spoken, as they say, and now we pick it up and take it from there.
A couple of bright spots. 33 states have Republican governors. You saw movement in several states in a more red, more conservative direction. In North Carolina, Republican governor for the first time in decades. In Tennessee, Republicans have a supermajority now in the state House and the state Senate for the first time since Reconstruction. In Arkansas, Republicans took control of one body of the state House there for the first time since Reconstruction. So there are some bright spots, not the least of which is when you look 2 years down the line, if you see the pendulum swing in politics as we've seen in the past, 2014 may look a lot more like 2010 than things looked last night.
I think that's a fair assessment. I think that what we have to face is that the people have, despite the weak economy and despite the high unemployment and despite my concern about a declining defense budget and the weakness that suggest to the rest of the world about where America's going, I think, you know, just under half of the people voted for change and a little over half of the people voted to keep what we have. And I suppose that the interaction between the president, a reelected president, and a Republican House of Representatives and a Democratic Senate will kind of determine what that path will be.
As usual, Donald Rumsfeld is wrong as far as defense is concerned, but we'll leave that discussion to some later time. Let's listen to the ladies on The View discuss on their program yesterday the election results.
You know, the greatest thing we saw yesterday, I think, was the fact that, you know, no matter who you were voting for, folks got out.
Yeah.
Folks got up out the grave and went to vote. you saw people just running on the top of buildings and folks just lines around the
block. Fewer than 4 years ago. I know it didn't seem that way, but it was.
It doesn't even matter?
No.
It doesn't matter because
it was cold as could be and people stood in line.
800-510-8255. Okay, Donald Trump. Not happy about President Obama in a second term. Not long after the election was called, he went to Twitter, said, quote, "Let's fight like hell to stop this great and disgusting injustice. The world is laughing at us. The election is a total sham and a travesty. We are not a democracy." Well, let's just say celebrities have been having fun with Mr. Trump. Let's see here. Brian Williams showed his disgust by saying Donald Trump has driven well past the last exit to relevance and veered into something closer to irresponsible. Of course, then Donald responded to Williams on Twitter. A lot of other stars responding as well. And so it went forth and back. And, you know, it's the what you've come to expect from Donald Trump. Maybe interesting, but not relevant. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know and do you care about the election and the aftermath, and is it something that's on your mind? It apparently is on the minds of most people who are following these discussions with some of their favorite news talk radio programs and hosts, and on the stations that we monitor on the countdown. We continue a discussion of the presidential race, several different angles here, the voter turnout falling short of 2008. The president, however, owes his victory to young Americans, and that 19%, by the way, of all voters were between the ages of 18 and 29. That was up from 2008. There was a decided change on the part of many middle-class, middle-Americans, more white than not. They didn't vote for Obama, but the special groups, the Hispanics, it really showed, as many people have said, the changing demographic in our country. However, having said that, my wonder here is if Mitt Romney had been smart enough to court Ron Paul with all of his, there were about 19 million young men between the ages of 18 and 35. You could argue maybe is it 19, 14, 12, but those men who supported Ron Paul would have easily made Mitt Romney the next president. Why didn't he do that would be a question that I would have, especially when most people in the country, when you're faced with or confronted with what Ron Paul's real feelings were, what his real issues are, and what his real solutions would have been, it would have been smart to have him on board. Certainly smarter than Paul Ryan. That'd be my read on it. 800, not even that he should have been vice president, but certainly trying to court the people who were supporting him would have been a major infusion of voters, and he squandered that. That's my read on it. You're welcome to your expressions at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's host Steve Scott with Martin Katie from Politico.com about being right back where we were before the election, i.e. the Republicans control the House, president, is a Democrat, nothing's going to get done.
After all the campaigning and all the campaign spending, we're right back where we started. Democratic president, Democratic Senate, and Republican House.
Yeah, how about that? It only cost $6 billion in this campaign to get exactly shape of the American government that people said that they hated. But it's a little more nuanced than that, let's be honest. Barack Obama won with what may be 332 electoral votes if Florida tips to him. That's not a landslide, but you could argue it's a mandate. And the Senate was the most surprising to me as someone who watches Congress. The Democrats are supposed to maybe lose the Senate, if not fall into a very slim lead. They are going to pick up two seats from what we can see and have 55 Democratic senators. So if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, that House of Representatives is your last stronghold against Obama. And, they lost a couple seats, but they held the majority.
Do you have any reason to believe that we'll see more bipartisan cooperation or any bipartisan cooperation with the new Congress?
You know, I'm a trained skeptic, and I cover Congress, which means I'm very cynical about these things. But we're going to get to a point where something has to happen. All of our taxes are going to go up at the beginning of the new year unless they do some extension. $1 trillion in defense cuts, which would cost hundreds of thousands of jobs, are going to start kicking in next year if they don't do something by the beginning of the year. The question is who blinks first. Someone's going to have to cave somewhere on taxes and defense spending. And, I don't know where I'd place my bets. Those House Republicans, the Tea Party folks, are pretty strong on this. But then again, Barack Obama has nothing to lose anymore. He's been reelected. He believes he has a mandate, and he never has to run for reelection again. So, maybe slight edge to the president against the House on this one.
800-510-8255. Do you find it interesting the election produced a lot of groundbreaking steps on a pair of social issues, legalization of marijuana and same-sex marriages? Those two things signal, according to some, anyway, a change toward the left, because these liberal social victories are something that is anathema to the right. The victories for gay marriage in Maine, Maryland, Washington, Minnesota, those things don't go unnoticed. What do you think? What's your wise opinion? As I said, call is coming up in a few minutes. We have a few more excerpts from talk radio programs we want to get on the air, including this one from Jeff Gilbert, who talked to the president of the UAW about how much of an impact the union had.
I want to know first, how much of a help do you think, now that you're looking back, the UAW was? How much help did they give to President Obama this election?
I think, our members put a lot of effort. We had a lot of volunteers. All the staff was totally focused on making sure that in the states where we couldn't have an impact, we did the best and most we could for the president. I'm really happy in the states we worked in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all those states. We came through for the president. In Florida, our retirees were real active. And so I feel really happy and positive about all the hard work our members put into this and feel like we did have a real impact.
There were a lot of surveys that said the bailout was a major issue. Do you think that was pivotal, that the response to that may have even made the difference in the election?
I definitely think in the Midwestern states, and any states with manufacturing, I'm thinking like a place like New Hampshire, people saw that he was a strong leader. He would take a position to do what was right, even if it wasn't politically popular. So I think both the jobs he created and the leadership he showed did definitely help him and really made a critical difference in the election.
Do you think Romney shot himself in the foot with the China issue, the Jeep moving to China that was pretty much easily disprovable?
Yeah, I think that was a huge mistake. I still don't understand why they did it.
But obviously it gave an opening to you and to your side.
And I don't understand it because it was really harmful to U.S. companies, to both Jeep and GM. If people believe that, then they'd be alienated from buying vehicles from those companies. So it was a really bad political decision, I think. And I think it was kind of reckless and irresponsible. But, in the end, I guess it probably helped the president. So from that way, it played out well.
You know, what continues to befuddle me and anybody who thinks this through, I'd be curious, and it would be an interesting conversation. For those of you who support Barack Obama, who belong to any union, a UAW, that fellow's the president of it, or any big union, how is it you support somebody who supports having millions of illegal folks come into this country and take your jobs? How do you do that? I don't get it. 800-510-8255. For those of you who didn't follow but were interested, Representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, one of the Tea Party favorites. She tried and failed trying to get the Republican nomination. She retained her House seat, it looks like. A pretty close race there. The election and President Obama and a second term. The victory celebrations. Yeah, you look around, okay, we're happy about this, let's move forward. What do you think is on his mind? What do you think he's going to ask himself and others around him as far as legacy is concerned? How do we prepare for our legacy? George Bush's legacy, for example. He spent a lot of time talking about it and working on it, and he got nothing except blame, and most of which he deserved. But what is? How do people call Barack Obama a strong leader? That's what this guy just said. You get that? 800-510-8255. Here is one of our hosts on Countdown affiliate WORD in Greenville, South Carolina. Bob McLean talked about what happens next.
Where do we go from here? Because it is what it is, okay? The election results, the Electoral College will meet, and then the results will be officially certified, as should be many of America's voters. They're certifiable as well. And it'll be in the books, and it'll be a done deal. We'll have four more years of Obama and statism and big government and socialist agenda and the whole nine yards that I've been railing about for the last 5 years. So now the American people say, yeah, yes, sir, that felt good. And please, sir, may I have another? There are a number of things now that are solidified. These are in concrete. Obamacare. Wait until this nightmare happens to the American health system, healthcare system. See how many doctors are strapping on parachutes and bailing out? So there is Obamacare, there is Tax-mageddon, the combination of expiring pro-growth tax policies that put in under Bush from 01 to 03, the end of the once temporary payroll tax cut, and just a few of Obamacare's 18, count them, 18 new tax hikes. Tax-mageddon will be the largest tax increase ever to hit Americans. That is, as in, ever. It's nearly $500 billion in 1 year, and it starts January 1st. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. 800-510-8255. There's a lot of bluster after the election. There's a lot of bluster before the election. A lot of just plain falsehoods in the ads. And the ads are ridiculous. And as somebody pointed out, $6 billion later and nothing is any different, except there are a few more Democrats in the Senate. I think, what is it, one or two more? And other than that, what do you have? You've got a lot of finger-pointing, a lot of baloney, and it's for political scientists. People are really scratching their head. When you look again at the 12% approval rating for Congress and the 24% approval rating for the president at one point in the last 12 months, and how does this get repeated? Are we really that crazy a country? Maybe we are. At least some people are. Or are we paying attention more relevantly? 800-510-8255. A few more talk host excerpts from programs that we monitored, and then your election calls begin here on the Countdown.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-Day Challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-Day Challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Alba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Alba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Jerry Needham Worthy, 307th Bomb Group, United States Air Force.
Well, we bombed barracks and bridges and dams, and mission number six was Sinyaja, which was bordered on the Yellow River. It was the border between Manchuria, or China, technically, and North Korea. And we were not allowed to go over the Yellow River. But sometimes we did, accidentally, on purpose. And there was, because there were a lot of fighter planes based in, right over the Yellow River. And it was a very tempting target for a bunch of bomber pilots.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown discussing the presidential election or the election in general. Dan's listening on WAYY in Eau Claire on Ron Paul. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Doug. I tend to agree with you on the whole Ron Paul issue. I think the way that the Romney campaign treated Ron Paul and brushed him aside at the convention, I think, lost my support for Romney. I think if he would have embraced him a little bit more, I think I could have supported him.
So. Yep. Yeah, it was pretty obvious that what was going on didn't make any sense. There was a lot of ego. Something was wrong there. Some of the advisors that Romney had were the old school, and the politics of the old school, especially the right side of the Republican Party, don't work anymore, period. End of story. Dan, thanks for the call. Here's talk host Gene Mueller talking to the Wall Street Journal's Neil King about Congressman Ryan's political future.
Paul Ryan on the ticket as VP doesn't help Romney carry the state. In fact, Ryan and Romney got smoked in Ryan's home county of Rock by 60% to 40%. But still, Paul Ryan's stock seems to still be on the rise. In fact, there's already buzz this morning on some internet blogs about Paul Ryan being top of the ticket in 2016. Where do you see him?
We're doing it. We're talking about 2016. You know, he's going to be up there. He certainly commanded a lot of attention. He did well on the trail. He's certainly one of the leaders of his party now. There's no doubt about that. Who knows, you know, the fair bet on anything when it comes to 4 years out is that somebody that nobody's talking about now is most likely to be the nominee. Particularly, I think that may be the case on the Republican side. But, you know, he's in a good position. It's very hard to run from the House of Representatives. I think some of those problems cropped up even during the campaign. But he's a big presence in the Republican Party, no doubt about it.
The fiscal cliff approaches. Will that force these two parties to cooperate?
you know, it's going to have to. It's we're all in a lot of trouble. I mean, Obama, yeah, he ran a good campaign. In a way, his campaign was part of his governing for much of the last year. He's now got to turn strictly to governing. He's got to reach out to the other side, and the other side has to be able to reach back. And, you know, there are some folks that are coming in next year, but that may be too late. We're going to have to see. It's going to be a spooky couple of months, I think.
800-510-8255. Okay, so Paul Ryan and his political future, the essence of what he was saying fiscally was terrific. The essence of what he was saying socially is anathema. So somebody's going to deal with that. Well, we'll deal with your calls in just a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in review, and certainly the election aftermath is a great fodder for conversation. Spending records and nobody changing. yeah, basically that's it. I'm reading some of the blogs locally here in my area, Massachusetts, people complaining about senior citizens and how difficult it was. There were their attempts to suppress voting, according to some, incorrect information. Some people really, really want voter ID cards here. It's not the case with us in this state. Anybody could have walked in and said they were me and voted, and they wouldn't have had any proof that it wasn't me. And that's just asinine. One of the things that disappoints us greatly, I think us, the collective majority. John in California is happy that the election season's over.
I'm kind of glad that the spectacle of elections are over. We can start to focus on some of the serious issues that still remain. I really feel that we need to have a convention of state delegates to deliberate over certain issues that none of the candidates talked about. I'm very concerned about proprietary source code in electronic voting machines. I'm concerned about voter fraud. I'm concerned about corporate control of what makes it out of a committee to the floor for a vote and what does not. So I'm glad the elections are over. I hope we can start to address some serious issues.
You know, the real joke here is that Obama stood for something different than Romney when it came to big corporations, and that is a joke and a half. Look at the people. I've challenged you to do this on any number of occasions. Look at the people who are sitting in the seats at most of the major bureaucracies, and you'll see big corporate America represented in there trying to get muscle their way into control. It's so obvious at the FDA, at the USDA, at EPA, and any number of other, four or five other agencies where corporate America has the, whoever gave the most money gets their people in to distress you, the individual, because you don't have a say. They do. Look at the Monsanto vote in California. That whole thing, the fact that Proposition 37 lost, especially in a state like California, is testament to the control that big business like Monsanto has of your mind and your pocketbook and your food. 800-510-8255. See, Andrew in Illinois is an Obama supporter.
You know, I wanted to congratulate President Obama on the re-election, and I'm happy he's going to have four more years, although it's probably not what most establishment Democrats or Obama would want to hear. The reason why is because, honestly, I just see less and less difference between the two parties as time goes on. So, yeah, I'd rather trade four more years of Obama than a potential eight of Mitt.
All right. So here's another caller, Ron in Ohio, who made up his mind about who to vote for once Paul Ryan showed up on the ticket.
Mr. Romney choosing Paul Ryan made the decision for me. The Tea Party overstepped their bounds. They overstepped. I just couldn't allow that to happen to America. I love my country. They just went too far. You know, for 10 years under President Reagan's administration, they were still blaming Jimmy Carter for everything. You know, historically, President Obama blaming Bush for things, there is precedent for that historically. And it's just the Tea Party just way overstepped with the Nazi stuff, the socialism, the rape, wanting to totally destroy everything that people fought in World War II, Vietnam, and Korea for. I thought I had no choice. I ended up voting for President Obama.
All right, here's Abbas in Virginia who became a U.S. citizen and voted for the first time.
I voted for Obama. I'm a first-time voter. I just became a citizen in October of this year. And so it's a privilege for me to vote for this president. The Democrat Party, I've lived in this country for 20 years, and this Democrat Party stands for the poor. It helps the poor people. It, like Obama said, is trying to raise those people to come up, the middle class. The Republican Party stands for the rich. It claims to be a Christian party. These people call themselves Christians, but their views, their ideas, it's no way designed to help the poor. It's for the rich.
A lot of people have that perception. Okay, we've taken care of another great hour of conversation in review.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.